Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The open source software ecosystem underpins so much of modern technology. But behind this powerful movement are a group of dedicated individuals known as maintainers. These maintainers shoulder immense responsibility, from triaging issues and reviewing code to releasing timely updates that keep projects alive and secure. Yet, burnout and a lack of direct community engagement continue to threaten the sustainability of critical open-source projects. At the 2026 Open Source Summit North America, Robin Bendigin gave an impassioned talk about the need for broader responsibility sharing among maintainers and users alike. She drew attention to the importance of not letting projects wither in silence and called for users to be active in supporting ecosystem health. This includes volunteering time, mentoring future maintainers, or simply reporting issues with as much detail as possible. When using open source tools, we're seeing more maintainers consider transferring responsibilities to avoid stagnation and to bring fresh energy into maturing projects. Shifting gears, let's talk about a major development that has caught the eye of developers everywhere: Drew DeVault's launch of Vim Classic, a fork of the well-known Vim text editor. As the broader development ecosystem has leaned increasingly into generative AI, DeVault has chosen a different path by creating a version of Vim that remains refreshingly simple. Vim Classic is built on version 8.2, deliberately avoiding AI-driven features that complicate maintenance and focusing on stability and longevity. While the project will ship security updates, DeVault warned adopters that Vim Classic may still inherit vulnerabilities from upstream. This makes it a benefit for early adopters who value simplicity, but are also alert to the risks associated with mature codebases. On the compiler front, Intel is rolling out major enhancements to function multi-versioning support within the GNU Compiler Collection, or GCC. By refining function multi-versioning, developers can now take advantage of cutting-edge instruction sets like AVX 10.2 and APX, ensuring performance gains on new hardware while preserving backward compatibility. These features will be available in upcoming stable GCC releases, opening the door to smoother optimization across platforms and devices. That's a huge win for anyone looking to get the most out of next-generation Intel processors. Speaking of next-generation, the Linux Storage, File System, Memory Management, and BPF Summit 2026 brought together top kernel contributors and system architects. Alexei Starovoitov led discussions around the future directions of BPF or Berkeley Packet Filter, especially in light of trends in language models and AI-driven agents. The summit sessions delved into how AI-powered coding assistants are beginning to affect patch life cycles and subsystem management, particularly in complex environments like BPF. As AI tools become more common in code contribution pipelines, maintainers face fresh challenges in ensuring patch quality, security, and compatibility. Beyond programming paradigms, another open-source tool is making headlines: rsync, stewarded by longtime maintainer Andrew Trigil. Amidst growing concerns about AI-generated code and bug reports, Trigil has bolstered rsync security processes with robust new test suites and continuous integration. This upgrade aims to filter the influx of AI-generated reports, isolating genuine vulnerabilities from noise and reinforcing the trustworthiness of the beloved file synchronization tool. For all users, this is a reminder to stay vigilant and apply updates as soon as they become available. That brings us to a crucial segment: recent security advisories affecting popular Linux distributions. Between June 2nd and June 3rd, we saw a spate of updates across Debian, Fedora, Red Hat, SUSE, and Ubuntu. From core libraries to essential packages, these patches close newly discovered vulnerabilities before they can be exploited. Your best defense as a user is to keep systems current and regularly check project advisories. In the realm of applied machine learning, April's release of Dharma OCR has set a high bar for structured optical character recognition. Leveraging direct preference optimization, the Dharma OCR team moved beyond traditional supervised training, introducing model performance improvements by learning directly from user preferences and ranking feedback. This innovative approach addresses previous training limitations, particularly in the field of document digitization, where model accuracy is paramount. Let's look now at some of the latest hardware launches pushing the innovation envelope. Asus recently showcased the Ascent QN10 Mini PC, a compact device powered by the Snapdragon X2 Elite processor, targeting both home and business users. This mini PC delivers formidable AI processing capabilities in an ultra-portable footprint, signaling a new era of accessible, high-performance AI computing beyond traditional desktops. Meanwhile, Canonical released news that updated AMD ROCm versions will be delivered via stable release updates, ensuring that developers on Ubuntu maintain compatibility with next-generation hardware. Keeping pace with hardware advances is essential for anyone deploying large-scale machine learning or data analysis solutions. Speaking of machine learning, researchers are using AI to unravel medieval cryptographic puzzles. By training models to identify language patterns and cipher structures lost to history, the field is blending modern AI with ancient code-breaking traditions. These advancements could one day help scholars and historians recover messages that have remained undeciphered for centuries. Now, let's talk containers, the backbone of modern software deployment. At Flock 2026, Fedora contributor Valentin Rothberg outlined the project's evolving container strategy with an eye toward adoption and usability. Fedora aims to provide seamless container experiences, encouraging collaboration both inside and outside the Fedora contributor community for future innovation. As the container landscape grows more complex, collective knowledge sharing and iterative development are key to ensuring robustness and security. Speaking of collaboration, there's an interesting debate brewing in the maths research community, triggered by the release of the Leiden Declaration. The declaration raises the alarm that generative AI could erode mathematical rigor by overwhelming the discipline with plausible but incorrect proofs, and shaping research agendas to fit technology companies' priorities over pure inquiry. The consensus is that mathematicians must critically evaluate AI as a tool, rather than uncritically integrating model outputs into their workflow. Accountability and transparency are essential to safeguarding the integrity of research in the digital era. Shifting to a different domain, let's look at a challenge with direct implications for Earth's future: ocean monitoring. Maintaining global ocean observation systems costs an estimated $48 million United States dollars annually, a modest sum considering the scientific and environmental importance. But these networks now face funding threats due to political pressures. U.S. congressional efforts in response to Trump administration budget cuts managed to restore some funding, but economization has already compromised the collection and operational continuity of vital oceanic data. Sustaining these networks is crucial for climate science, early warning systems, and the public good. On to Computex 2026, an annual hallmark for consumer tech. ASUS made waves by introducing a fresh lineup of AI-enhanced commercial and creative devices. Among the highlights, the ProArt range is tailored for creators, harnessing the power of NVIDIA's RTX Spark platform for demanding AI tasks. The new ZenBook 14 focuses on extreme portability without sacrificing performance for everyday users. ASUS also unveiled Zeni Claw, their new AI assistant, which integrates context-aware support directly into user workflows. On another front, Microsoft revealed Project Solara, a prototype solution envisioning a future where traditional applications are replaced by intelligent AI agents. Project Solara introduces concept hardware such as a desktop hub and a wearable badge, focusing on new approaches to voice-driven interaction and employee management. Although still in its experimental stages, Project Solara is a glimpse into how business and personal computing may soon evolve. For ARM64 gamers and developers, there's news from Canonical. The Steam Snap for ARM64 is now a stable release after more than a year of beta testing. This version lets users harness FEX's advanced configuration and compatibility options to run the Intel or AMD Steam binary on ARM devices, though individual performance results will vary. Turning to productivity, Microsoft has announced that support for Office 2019 and 2021 for Mac will change dramatically from July 13, 2026, due to an expiring license validation certificate. After that date, users will be reduced to a read-only mode on these versions, unable to save or edit documents, and are recommended to consider Office 365 subscriptions or alternative suites. That's a crucial heads-up for Mac users currently relying on perpetual Office licenses. In the database world, MariaDB Community Server has pushed corrective releases aimed at closing serious vulnerabilities. Users are strongly urged to apply these updates promptly to ensure the security and integrity of their data. Microsoft is also making waves in open source with the launch of the Intelligent Terminal, now available as an MIT-licensed project incorporating AI-driven agent features. Its capabilities include context-aware command execution, proactive error detection, and flexible command line interface management. These features promise to redefine the way developers and admins interact with terminals in their daily workflows. Of course, Bringing AI agents into mission-critical environments isn't without risk, as highlighted in a practical overview shared for development teams. Securing AI agent tools requires new best practices, including execution isolation, robust access controls, strict identity management, and continuous runtime monitoring to prevent privilege escalation or misuse. Prioritizing these operational security aspects is key to safely integrating intelligent automation into your stack. From policy to product design, the European Union has stepped up with new regulations aimed at making devices more repairable by mandating user-replaceable batteries. While wearables and other specific devices may see exemptions, advocates are eager to see user-replaceable batteries as a universal standard to promote sustainability. The challenge is that legislative text leaves room for interpretation around what qualifies as a, quote, commercially available tool, and which devices fit within the scope, potentially slowing the push toward repair-friendly designs. Nevertheless, this is an important start and a signal to manufacturers that long-term use and environmental factors matter to European consumers. As we wrap up this episode, it's clear that navigating the evolving world of open source requires a blend of curiosity, adaptability, and community engagement. Whether you're driving major contributions, mentoring newcomers, or just keeping your systems up to date, every action strengthens the wider ecosystem. Fostering security, collaborating on innovation, and staying informed about both regulatory and technological changes will only grow in importance. Until next time, stay curious, stay involved, and keep building a better open source future, one update at a time. Thanks for listening.